T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
621 WCCO Talking Politics with Blois Olson on what should be a really pretty Wednesday. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the Trump-Biden insults quite a ways before we have a finalist in the Democratic presidential run?
Pretty much par for the course at this point, don't you think? I mean, don't we all want to have 15 months of just people trading insults back and forth? No, I don't think we do, but we're 14 days away from that first Democratic debate where, you know, they'll rank them by fundraising numbers and poll numbers. And I think Amy Klobuchar is hoping to be in the top two tiers in that category. And so we'll kind of watch as those numbers move over the next 2 weeks before that debate.
Governor Waltz's roundtable discussion, you and I touched on it yesterday, but today it happens. And for folks who missed that, what is going on?
It's about insulin. And the dynamic that we're watching here is that this was an issue that had bipartisan support at the legislature. Both the House and the Senate had it as a priority. They had passed it through committee, but it didn't make it into the final deal. And there's a lot of finger pointing over why it didn't make it in the final deal. Republicans blaming Democrats, Democrats blaming Republicans. But the situation today is Governor Walz is going to hold a roundtable on insulin affordability. He's going to have families that have suffered tragic losses because of deaths. And this is an example with a part-time legislature how Governor Walz didn't talk a lot about this issue during session. It wasn't one of his cornerstone things. But now he gets to own the issue. And the most interesting part about this is there's no legislators invited to his roundtable. He's going to talk to families and advocates and folks from state administration, Department of Pharmacy, things like that. And all the legislators are kind of, they all have their nose pressed to the window, kind of like, wait, Governor Walz, what's going on? And on the flip side, Governor Walz has said, if Democrats and Republicans can agree, I'll call him back for a special session in a heartbeat to solve this issue. So instead of kind of getting to work and figuring that out, he's going to own the issue for now.
What about Representative Emmer's meeting, this members-only leadership meeting the other night?
Yeah, just to remind listeners, Tom Emmer is in charge of the Republican House Campaign Committee. Essentially, he's in charge of how they manage to recruit and run candidates across the country. In a closed-door meeting the other night, he got into it and I guess mixed it up with Liz Cheney and challenged her on whether or not she was going to do the fundraising and make contributions to the campaign effort. She pushed back that she had already given her money to the NRCC. She was kind of questioning that. Emmer then put out a positive statement about Cheney. And so it goes to show that, I mean, Tom Emmer, you know, isn't really visible back here. He's as visible as many members of Congress. But in D.C., he's a real power player. He's probably ranked number 4 or 5 in power in the House. And there's a lot of tension on how Republicans are going to try to take back the U.S. House, and Tom Emmer's at the center of it.
Blois, yesterday here on this show, we were talking about this effort to raise the salaries of our federal representatives in Washington, and the House Majority Leader is one of the persons who's in charge of that thing. And, of course, as we talked about on this show a little bit, that whoever came up with that idea is probably going to take some flack. But we got a really good, insightful, I thought, well-formed call from one of our listeners that said, wait a minute, they work pretty hard. They're doing a lot of work. They're putting in a lot of hours. They deserve a salary increase. So where does this stand and what's going on next, particularly with our Minnesota contingent?
Well, there's both the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, and the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, both think that the House members deserve a raise and that it should be in the congressional budget that they're going to pass and Trump's going to sign. The interesting part there is that if they could come to some sort of truce that they won't run against each other on giving raises and there's bipartisan votes for it, I think it works. Dean Phillips said, look, I don't need the raise, which we in Minnesota know, but there's a lot of people who may, and it's ultimately the job of leadership to look to members and what they need. The price of living in Washington is very high.
Yeah.
The commuting back and forth, having two residences is really expensive. And so, you know, they make $174,000, which is a lot of money to the average Minnesotan. But there is a lot of sacrifice. So I think there'll be some sort of compromise here. And I think the compromise will be that they'll agree not to run against each other on it. That doesn't mean a candidate couldn't point it out about their opponent, but they probably won't run against each other, you know, with those national ads that we see so many of.
Ramsey County's board, though, gave themselves a raise, didn't they, yesterday?
They did. They gave 2.5% raise across all county employees, including county board members. That raises their salaries to $97,000. And if you're the county board chair, you'll go from $97,000 to $100,000 for your added responsibility. And they are considered full-time employees.
Much more to talk about. Blois, how do I get your email today?
Dave, you just go to WCCRadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
All right. Enjoy that sunshine later today, Blois. Hope you get out to the golf course today.
That might be on the agenda today. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. It's a great new Tim Herron initiative.
I'll look forward to it. I'm excited about that. What a nice guy he is, too.
He is.
Yeah, have you ever seen him hit a drive off the tee box?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that guy can, he's a golfer. And his sister is, too. 627 WCCO. It is 56 on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.